Hey guys, how are we? How are we doing? How are we hanging in there? Yeah? Yeah, same. I'm not really hanging in there the best, but hey, we just need to keep trying to hang in there, okay? Okay, so welcome back to another episode of The Diary of a Soulful Kid with your host, Soulful Ree. Now, I realize that this is called The Diary of a Soulful Kid, but we've never actually spoken about the spiritual journey. So I thought that we should talk about that just a little today because it's very vast and there's no way I can get into it all, but I'm gonna try. So as usual, get yourself your journal, grab yourself a cup of tea, and let's get started. Now, I would like to start with a disclaimer to say that I am in no way saying that I'm an expert or I know anything. I know nothing, okay? I know absolutely nothing. But everything that I do come on here to share is from my personal experience and is from my journey, okay? Cool. So, in my most humble of opinions, our entire lives in essence is the spiritual journey. Why do I say this? I say this because it's like this, right? We're put as spirit into a body to walk this plane from birth till death. Birth till death, that kind of sounds like a journey. And spirit in a body that walks a plane from birth till death kind of sounds like a spiritual journey. But hey, for the purpose of this conversation, let's believe that it's something else, okay? Now, the spiritual awakening is when we come into the awareness, the acknowledgement, and the acceptance of there being more to what we know to be. It's when we come into the awareness, the acknowledgement, and the acceptance of there being other forces, other energies, other deities, supreme power in existence, in play, and possibly in control of what we know to be. Now, you can be religious and still be on a spiritual journey, and you can be on a spiritual journey without being religious. Yeah, I know. That sounds problematic. Like, how dare I say you can be religious and be on a spiritual journey? I know the picture or the idea that many have about the spiritual journey, but just hear me out. You can be religious and still be on a spiritual journey. I say this because if we're being honest with ourselves, spirituality is just the essence, the force, the energy that exists in relation to God or in relation to the universe or whatever name you wish to call this that we all seek. Spirituality is that charging cable that you put in your phone and it goes bing, charging. That is what spirituality is. All religions are built off a foundation of spirituality. You cannot be religious and not have spirit or be connected to spirit. And that is why I say that you can be religious and be on a spiritual journey. Now, the spiritual journey is all about nurturing a personal relationship with God. It's about unlearning behaviors that eat away at you, that slowly poison your being. I'm gonna take my next words very slowly because I want you to really hear me, okay? Your spiritual journey is about intentionally practicing how to live an embodied life. It's about slowing down and learning how to listen with all of your senses, to be able to hear God, to hear the divine, when you're being spoken to and when you're being guided. Your spiritual journey is about sitting with yourself, or rather the many selves that we hold within, and having those brutal, honest conversations. It's about being mindful of how we connect with ourselves, with others, and with the world around us. I want you to really unlearn that remove that picture from your head when you hear spiritual journey. You think the crystals, you think the incense, you think the tarot cards. No, that is not the truth about the spiritual journey. Those are tools, right? Those are tools that some of us fall into or get into as we continue on our spiritual journey, because we develop gifts, or like we learn how they can help on the spiritual journey. But that is not what the spiritual journey is. I hope you heard me. Now, you've started to intentionally choose to nurture a personal relationship with God. You want to start your spiritual journey. What do you do now? You start by reading your holy books if you're religious. Study your Bible, study your Quran. If you're not religious, you read books aligned with the journey. So I'm going to leave a couple of my favorite books in the description that I found helpful on my journey. Hopefully they can help you too. But you read, you study, because what? Seek and you shall find. Cultivate devotion to prayer. Cultivate devotion to yourself by way of shadow work, by way of creating a ritual of meditation, a ritual of reflection. You cannot say that you're on a spiritual journey and not constantly sit with yourself and check in daily to see what your relationship to the world around you is like. You can't sit with yourself. You can say you're on a spiritual journey and not check in with yourself and be like, okay, what did I do this week that wasn't the best? What can I do next week that would be better? You know, like, that conversation I had, I shouldn't have said that. Like, you have to reflect regularly. That is key on their journey. That is how you nurture self-understanding, and that is how you evolve and grow, and that is how you get yourself to continue practicing to live an embodied life. Okay, you have to cultivate a habit of calling yourself out on your bullshit. Pray for discernment. I cannot stress this enough. Pray for discernment, because you're going to have to practice listening to that inner voice within. And many of us have so many voices within. There is the voice of others in our head. There is our own voice, our inner critic. There is the voice of God, the voice of the spirit guides. There is the voice of he that shall not be named. Because I am Christian, so yeah. But there are just so many voices in our head. So you're going to have to practice listening how to decipher all of these voices. And that's really hard. But practice makes perfect, okay? And you're going to have to practice listening to the inner voice within the voice of others. The inner voice within the voice of others. One thing that I did notice on my journey is I have people that when they message me, and even if it's just like rant about something, I'm like, okay, God, what are you trying to tell me about myself now? Because everybody, one thing about life is God brings you mirrors to show you to you. Sometimes when it's you, you can't really see. But then when it's others, you can see, right? So there are people that in your life that he's going to use. There are situations. They're going to be in situations that he's going to use to teach you. They're going to say things to you. You'll think it's a normal conversation, but there's so much wisdom. There's so much being said to you in those conversations. So you're going to have to learn to tune in and listen to the voice within the voice of others. You pray to God, say, God, guide me. God, give me a message, blah, blah, blah. God isn't going to shout at you. Like, he's not going to... Please, he's not going to send a rainbow into your room to tell you, okay, this is what he's saying. He speaks through others. He speaks through your environment. And that is why it is so important to learn to practice listening with all of your senses on this journey. You're going to give yourself permission to unlearn, and you're going to give yourself permission to learn. I have given myself permission to learn about other religions outside of Christianity and other practices outside of Christianity. And to me, a lot of these things have come to start to fit together like a puzzle to a bigger picture. And again, I stress to me, okay? I know this might sound crazy, but Avatar: The Last Airbender, that is like my holy book. Like this, that is my guide, you know? I'm gonna quote something from my book. I actually wrote a book, The Diary of a Soulful Kid, Moments Held in Sweetness by Soulful Re. I will link that below as well. But I speak about when Uncle Iroh said in Avatar: The Last Airbender, he said, "It is important to draw wisdom from many different places. If we take it from only one place, it becomes rigid and stale. Understanding the other elements will help you become whole." Now I need you to sit with that for a while. Don't rush through it. Just sit with it for a long time. I hope you wrote it down. If not, play it back and write it down and sit with it for a while. Give yourself permission to learn and give yourself permission to unlearn on this journey. And I will say that it can be dark and it can be depressing. It can be maddening. That's the truth about it, because you're going to awaken into this whole new way of seeing the world. And I write in my book how I can't make up my mind if the spiritual journey is the best thing that ever happened to me or the worst thing. But in the beginning, in my mind, the heavens and the earth collided. Like everything was just clashing. I was going crazy. That's the truth. Like everything was just clashing in my mind. But I've come to learn that the heavens and the earth do not collide. They dance fluidly if we learn to allow to let them exist in harmony. People think that things of spirit, things of the flesh are separate, but they are one and the same. They work together. Like things of spirit always manifest physically. They're not two different things. They are one. And that is something that you come into awareness of on the journey. So it's going to be a bit hard to navigate, but again, learn to let that inner voice guide you. Okay, it's not all light and it's not all dark. Everything in life is balance, but especially when you're starting off the journey, it can be very confusing. There's just it's a lot. Like I can't really get into it. It's a lot. But one thing that I will say, the best advice I can give anybody is, in all things, learn to listen with all of your senses, and that will guide you through. Okay? So I hope this helps somebody out there. And yeah, till next time. Bye.